Hello, everyone, and thanks so much for tuning into the KevCast. I'm your host, Kevin Winder, author of Getting Better When You Can't. This is a podcast that's designed to help you see beyond everything. I believe you'll find the content interesting, engaging, and even life-changing. Please check out my website at www.kevinwinder.com and be sure to sign up for my weekly newsletter entitled Winder's Windshield. Thanks so much for tuning in, and now on to the KevCast. Hello, everyone. Thanks so much for joining the KevCast. I'm your host, Kevin Winder. Welcome back for another episode and welcome to Sunday. Hey, I am on the road, so you may hear a few bumps and noises coming around from the hotel that I'm recording this in. I am on the road. I'm visiting some family members who recently moved to Kentucky, and I'm staying in Columbia, Missouri tonight on my way. Kids are down at the pool, and so I had some quiet time to do some recording, and so here I am. So I want to introduce the subject of today's podcast and post, and what it is, it's called Confused. It's a question, and what it is it's a way for us to look at what is confusion, and confusion really is a way of looking at something much, much bigger. In fact, most of us dismiss our confusion. We don't like confusion. Think about it. Whenever you're confused, it makes you feel like the child in the midst of an adult conversation. People can be using terms or numbers or analogies that you just don't relate to. And what is that all about? You see, confusion is really important because it's the gateway to gaining new knowledge. And new knowledge always moves us closer in proximity to the truth. And so if you're a type of person who's on a journey towards understanding the world and the truth, if you have a spiritual capacity for God and enlightenment and growth, then truth is obviously at the forefront of your pursuit. And confusion is a gateway to get there. So confusion is all about categories. You see, if we possess certain categories, we can correctly connect bits of information and put those bits of information into the appropriate categories. That's how we make sense of things. You see, if we don't possess certain categories, then we don't know what to do with unconnected bits of information. That's what confusion really is. So this is why children require special types of communication. This is why things need to be explained. When you're talking to somebody who's new to this subject, who's new to your sport, who's new to your company, who doesn't know all the acronyms, somebody who doesn't know all the terms in the tribal language, they need to have it explained. We need to give them the categories. And you know, I know that this blog and these podcasts often confuse people. And part of the reason is that my goal is not entertainment. You know, my goal is actually transformation. It's personal growth, but it's more than just growth. It's to see people changed from the inside out, because I believe that's the best way to change the world. Now, entertaining blogs, they treat the reader to a low bar. And they do that by connecting very closely related categories. So some categories are pretty obviously connected or very closely connected. The further apart categories are, the more seemingly disconnected they are, the more likely it is for an audience to get confused. So if you're about entertainment, you're not going to take big seemingly separate things and bring them together. You're going to keep things simple. It's kind of the old approach of, hey, treat your audience like they're all in the sixth grade. And I know that that's how a lot of places operate. Well, I don't do that. Whenever that happens and I'm listening, I get very bored. I hate predictability. And then I'm just annoyed and I feel insulted. And a lot of times I just want my time back. So sometimes I might go a little overboard and have too many widely separated categories, but they're all very connected. And I always like to lead people in how to put those pieces together. But most of the time, most blogs, most communication forms, they follow a very simple, typical binary formula that sounds something like this. How to awesome without suck, right? How to have that six-pack abs without dieting or exercise. How to save thousands and thousands of dollars without having to give up a spending spree. You know, how to spend your way into wealth. It's that kind of stuff. But you kind of hear people say, how to awesome without suck. I think that's just the general gist of what most things are out there that draw us in. You know, then I come along with this blog and I tell you things like, well, suck is the path to awesome. So you don't want to dismiss your suck. You actually want to embrace it. You want to learn from it. It's your teacher, right? Now, those lacking the necessary categories to connect axioms like that, they get confused. And like I said at the very beginning, we dismiss our confusion. Whenever we get confused, we easily just dismiss what the other person is saying. And that might just be because we have no interest in the category that they're talking about. Or it might be that despite our interest, we just don't really want to do the work of trying to understand. You see, that's the challenge, right? I'm always connecting seemingly unrelated categories because once we make connections, our worldview is never the same. It's never the same. It's permanently altered. You can never go back. So these are two frameworks, right? One is a binary framework, and you've heard me talk about that in this blog many, many times. It's the on-off light switch, right? It's either good or bad. It's right or wrong. It's hot or cold, black or white. You know, it's always in this binary framework. And so you divide information and you pick a side, you pick a team, and then you defend that side. And then you vilify the other side. Because if you're right, then they must be wrong. That's the typical binary framework. What I'm always talking about is something that's more ternary, or a framework of three, right? People in binary frameworks, they see the world, like I said, in black and white and valid and invalid. And it's the telltale sign of immaturity. Now, I do not say that, and hear me, I'm not saying that as an insult in any way. I am not trying to insult somebody who sees things in a very black and white way. I'm only trying to point out that we all begin with a binary framework, but not all of us can progress beyond it. Maybe we live in a culture or a family, or we have a work that requires this kind of tight relationship with a binary framework. And so it's really hard to get out of it. Maybe we struggle with the ideas of kind of the middle ground. Maybe we hate ambiguity. Maybe that frustrates us to think of things in a more fluid way. You see, that's a more mature perspective. You see, as you grow older, you move from a on-off switch to a dimmer switch. Right, there's various levels of on and various levels of off, so to speak. See, maturity is simply the increase in the number of the categories that we employ to make sense of the world. So if you have more categories and you can put bits of information in them, then you're less confused. If you have fewer categories, then things are more confusing to you. And it takes a bit of work sometimes, and perhaps that's why we give up. You know, sometimes it's too much work. Like, I love the idea of learning about finance and stocks and bonds and the market. But man, when I get on and I tune into a report, I don't understand what they're saying. I get confused and it's easy for me to tune out because I know it's a lot of work to really, really get my head around all that. See, that's why people quit. Now, everything that you and I have ever truly enjoyed or appreciated, and that might be in the form of art or music or engineering or science or sports or academics, no matter what it is, those things that we really enjoy came about from connecting very diverse categories. Fortissimo and pianissimo are two extremes in music, but put them together at the right way at the right time and you create a masterpiece. You know, sour and hot and sweet and salty are very, very different tastes, but put them together in the right mix and you have an amazing, tasteful meal. You see, there's nothing wrong with simple. There's nothing wrong with having a fewer categories. Simple simply means that it lacks nuance. So that's why I say I'm not insulting the binary framework. I'm simply saying it's a telltale sign of aspects of immaturity in a particular area. And I think we all have maturity in our own space. We all have places where we are very nuanced and other places where we just don't have the time or interest to go deeper. And those are the areas where we have more confusion. So let's get back to confusion. If someone is stringing together multiple categories, then they require far more nuance. For example, a cookie recipe with equal parts of each ingredient is not nuanced, and it's going to come out tasting pretty bad. A cookie recipe with, you know, equal parts of flour and sugar and baking soda, even though there's only a few ingredients, it's not going to be okay. It can have three ingredients and keep it simple. That's okay. That's not bad. But it cannot possess as much nuance. It's impossible. Three categories or three ingredients cannot make up a bunch of nuance. And an immature cook is going to see the small amount of baking soda and think, well, that can just be omitted. Right? It's too small of an amount. It doesn't really matter. They're going to lose that nuance, whereas a mature cook appreciates the nuance of that small contribution of baking powder or baking soda and what it does to the final product. See, it's about the nuances that define us. The number of categories create more nuance, and that nuance creates a deeper appreciation and thus a maturity. And so confusion then is directly proportional to maturity within every subject matter. And so in my work, I know doctors who are brilliant, but they are terrible at running a business. They just can't run that aspect of their practice. They are immature in business and mature in medicine. And the only way out of confusion, like I said, is to gain those categories. And someone who doesn't want to gain new categories is what we would call stuck in their ways. Or it's those who think they know better. Right? Scripture calls these people the proud, as in Proverbs 16:19. So there is this issue of pride that we have to examine. And when such a person begins to diminish the categories of another person, then that's called a scoffer. And Proverbs 15:12 says, a scoffer does not like to be reproved. He will not go to the wise. Right? A scoffer is the one who definitely thinks they know better. They really think they have it dialed in. Their cinnamon roll recipe is always the best. Now, do you see how all these pieces come together? Seeing, as it says in Matthew 6:22, is actually understanding. So far in today's recipe, I've combined the ingredients of confusion, categories of understanding or seeing, binary and ternary frameworks, maturity and immaturity, proud and scoffing. I've put all those pieces together so that you can see different strands on how they're connected. And some of you may have already deduced that this is a post of really a, this post is just an object lesson about confusion and how pride is directly linked to it. Now, some of you might need a little more in order to see that, and that's okay. You see, most categories require metaphor if we are to grasp them. And what is that? Well, it's a like, it's something that's like that. It's similar to this thing. So let's not skim over our confusion. Let's find the story. Let's find the thing it's like. Let's find the metaphor. Because see, that's the language of spirituality. And we can only access that category via story. So if we lack the story, our default mode is just to trust the categories that we have and believe that those are completely sufficient. And they never are. You see, we love to feel like we have it all wrapped up, sewn up really tight. But we don't possess all the truth. We're all just partial possessors of truth, and some of us have more, some of us have less. We all have some, but none of us have all. And so we need each other. And so let me put a little bit of a metaphor or a storyline to help kind of bring this all together for you. You see, each of us is like a flame. It's like a fire that burns with varying amounts of brightness. And if I join my flame to your flame, I don't lose my flame, but both flames are strengthened. And when we will not learn from another person, we are like the flame who thinks we're bright enough on our own. This is scoffing. This is a rejection of the truth. You see, you might just say to yourself, I'm just not interested in that subject, or I don't have time to really learn that subject, and that may be true. But there's a rejection of it, because you may not have to take on all that that subject offers, but that person who understands that subject is bringing something into the world, a value. Now, we not only live in limited light, but we keep the world from obtaining its full brightness whenever we withhold our contribution. You see, so scoffing or rejecting the truth or skimming over our confusion is a way of robbing the world of what we might be bringing to the story and robbing ourselves of what that other person is bringing to us. That is the essence of pride, and it's the greatest problem. It's the greatest sin possible. So let me help you here. Let me offer this. Let us learn to warm our hands to everybody's fire. It's not dangerous. It doesn't open us up to problems and heresies and bad ideas. Yes, everybody has a different perspective, and that's good. It's not about just listening to those who sound and look just like us. That gets us nowhere. If you want to grow and pursue the truth, and for those of you who want it put in a very spiritual or religious framework, if you really want to follow God, then you have to learn to hear what others are saying. This brings forth the necessary questions. And the better questions you have, the better answers you get, as Tony Robbins would say. Right? When you warm your hands to other people's fire, this brings forth the necessary questions that are required to dismantle our prideful fundamentalism. And this teaches us to see that the fruit of light is found in all that is good and right and true. And that's Paul's teaching in Ephesians 5:9. The fruit of light is found in all that is good and right and true. So if you love what is good and right and true, look beyond it so that you can see the beauty of what it really is. And seeing by that light will end all confusion. And it's going to bring unity to our world. Thanks so much for joining the KevCast, where we learn to see beyond everything. I hope this content has helped you, and I'd love to hear from you if you have any questions or comments or feedback. Until next time, I hope you have an awesome day, and I can't wait to have you come back real soon.